Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You might have heard our recent discussions with local experts about the economy. They feel pretty good about continued growth, even though we are now in the third longest recovery in our history. Does this mean that investors should feel good too? Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina, to help us with that question. Wes, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me back on the show.
So it has indeed been 8 years since our last recession. The stock market's been doing pretty well. Are we overdue for a pullback, either in your mind economically or in the stock market?
You're exactly right. It's been 8 years since the recession. And, you know, if you just look at the law of averages, we're due. If you just look at time-wise, we're due for a recession. But the last 8 years of economic growth have been slower than normal. So, you know, while it's been, like you just pointed out, the third longest ever, there hasn't been an excessive amount of growth during those 8 years.
So are there any signs that we can be looking for that might signal that a recession or a pullback is indeed coming?
There are. There are tons of economic indicators that people watch, and we've kind of narrowed it down to five that we feel like have been pretty accurate historical warning flags signaling a near-term recession. And those five things are, you know, the first one is a Treasury yield curve, the second one is leading economic indicators, and then market breadth, and then the fourth one is purchasing manager sentiment, and then the last one is market valuation. Now, if we start with the first one, the Treasury yield curve, pretty common knowledge in the financial world that when the yield curve becomes inverted, that has led to a recession 100% of the time. That means short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. That doesn't happen very often. The last time it happened was back in 2007. If you remember, you could get an online savings account that paid about a 5% interest rate, but a five-year CD only paid about 4%. So short-term rates were actually paying more than long-term rates. Right now, we are nowhere near an inverted yield curve. So if we're using kind of a stoplight analogy, that indicator, we would put it at green right now. All systems are go as far as the yield curve goes. The second one is the leading economic indicators. That's a basket of data points about our economy, and any year-over-year decline would raise a red flag, and that's certainly not the case right now either. Put that one at green as well. All systems are go there. The next three, though, they're certainly not red warning flags, but they are medium risk levels. The third one is market breadth, which is basically the participation rate of the stock market's upward movement. So we want to see all areas of the market going up. We don't want to see a market that is going up just because a few areas are doing well. And right now, market breadth is just okay. It's not great by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not terrible. So yeah, we'll put that one at a medium risk level. The fourth one is the purchasing manager sentiment, which is basically a gauge of the optimism of purchasing managers throughout the country. Now, when that number peaks and starts to decline, corporate earnings also tend to decline. Now, that number has peaked, but it really isn't declining much. So it's just kind of staying moving sideways. But it did peak. Because of that, we're putting this one at a medium risk level as well. And then the last one is market valuation. Is the market expensive or is it cheap? We usually use the price-to-earnings ratio to describe whether the market's expensive or cheap. And right now, it's pretty expensive. But it can stay expensive for a long time. And just because it's expensive doesn't mean the stock market can't keep going up. If you think about it, the price-to-earnings ratio, the P is the top number, that's the price of the market. The E is the bottom number, the earnings of the market. So if the price of the market goes up by 10% and the earnings of the market go up by 10%, the ratio stayed the same. So the market went up, but it did not get more expensive. So we would put this one at a medium risk as well. So we've got two green lights and three yellow lights as far as the stoplight analogy goes.
Outside of these top five, are there some other factors that we can be keeping our eyes on that maybe not, you know, our internal market type of indicators?
Well, there are. I don't know how much we can do about it, but the biggest driver of the market lately has been geopolitical news. I mean, the market has made some pretty significant moves up and down based on theoretical policy changes happening and then not happening. And you can't reasonably expect to be able to forecast geopolitical changes in the market. But you know, overall, our economy is doing fine. Our economic growth rate has accelerated over the last 12 months. Our employment situation is as good as it's been since before the 2008 recession. We have people voluntarily quitting their jobs for better jobs at a rate that we haven't seen in over a decade. So You know, for all these reasons, we feel like the risk of a recession is pretty low over the next 12 months.
Wes, great information as usual. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.